That was very calming, wasn't it? Okay, now, our gaff goddess, queen of DIY, Laura DeBarra joins me now from our BBC London studio. How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good. Nice to hear your voice. How are you keeping?
It's always nice to hear yours.
Yeah, listen, before I start off, if you have any questions for Laura, get them in, email ray@rte.ie. Now, we're talking floors and windows today, so get your notebooks out. Hi. So, Laura, let's start with floors. There's something I'm interested in. I've just laid a new floor. You know what my favourite thing is, Laura? Shopping for a hard surface.
Oh, listen, I love to view some hard surfaces.
Tiles, marble, wood. I'm into it all.
Countertops, everything.
I think it might be an age thing, actually. Countertops, love. I walk around all day just touching them. So tell me.
Nice. Did you go for? Was it like laminate, engineered wood, solid?
None of the above. I went for 900mm tiles. Big, huge, sand coloured, because I'm near the sea.
Gorgeous.
And actually, selfishly, I had said to the producers, I said, I want to ask Laura about tiles. So, because I had a renovation, the builder, you know, there's marks on these tiles because they're kind of a sand creamy colour. They're light colour.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything I choose in my home is because I have a dog with white hair. So I try and hide the hair.
Sensible.
Yeah. But there's marks from building. So there's kind of tough marks left. Now, I'm reassured by the tile supplier that those marks come off, but I just want to get your take on that. But go back a step. You're talking about what you choose can determine how you care for it, right?
Pretty much, but mostly if it's a wooden floor, whether it's solid, engineered wood, like solid is just like solid wood, then you've engineered wood where you have a base and then it's got a thin layer of real wood, and then you've got laminate, which is usually a picture of a piece of wood and then almost like a clear nail varnish over it. So they all need to be cared for in different ways, but the main thing is I find a lot of people just use too much moisture on them. And like solid wood, for example, you can't put underfloor heating underneath it, you shouldn't. And a lot of people clean with the soaking wet mop. Like you see a lot of that in a lot of trends online, but the mop should be wrung out. It should be like a very wrung out cloth, you know, like a very lightly damp mop, because a lot of these flooring, they hate that much moisture. It can warp it. It's not good for it, and it's not good for any coatings that are on it as well. And when people are washing, like people move into a house with a solid wood floor that's got an oil finish on it and they don't use an oil based cleaner, and it strips it and makes it like really cloudy. So you've got to be careful of all this, like figure out what kind of floor it is and care for it in that way.
And interesting is that you can't get underfloor heating in solid wood.
You're not supposed to.
Because of damp and buckle.
And there are types that you can, and there's types of underfloor heating, but generally, and also they say like you shouldn't use it in high moisture areas, like in kitchens and stuff. That's why engineered wood flooring can be quite popular, but it all depends on what you're doing. But as a general rule of thumb, we would never put it into renos with underfloor heating.
A reno being a renovation, I know all your lingo, just having just done it. I know what opes are as well. Do you know what opes are?
Opes, no.
Openings. That's what the builder kept saying. I was like, he kept saying, your opes. I was like, what is my opes? He's like, openings. there's a lot of lingo to learn. So I'd never heard of engineered wood, actually. I just went with tiles because it's quite solid and it's simple and basic.
But well, you have a pet as well. You know, you want to be able to like mop up anything you need to. It's also much kinder on the animal. Like a lot of wood can end up being scratched by animals.
Of course. And the noise.
Yeah. It can just be, there's not as much longevity. I think in my second book, Decor Galore, there's a big heavy section on tiles because a lot of people don't think about things like slip rating, or if they don't want that much grout to be seen in between the tiles, there's a certain type of tile that you can get. So there is a clever way to like buy tiles. But I think if you do have pets, getting tiles is a brilliant idea.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll take that. You know, it was really interesting because it was a complete gut renovation back to scratch. I had said in my little design aesthetic, I didn't want any overhead lighting at all.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted lamps connected to the switches.
Stunning. Overhead's the devil. As you age, I don't want to see a single overhead light.
But I also said, can I not have skirting board? And the flooring people were like, what? I said, what do you have to skirting? Well, first of all, it has to finish the wall. But second of all, the skirting board traditionally, now correct me if I'm wrong, and this was just one person's version of it, is for when you clean the floor so the mop doesn't damage the wall.
Yeah, but then more recently, people are doing a lot of like shadow skirts instead.
What's that mean?
So it's where the floor goes flush down to the wall, but then you have this, it's basically like a thin gap. It's about a centimetre or half a centimetre groove in the wall.
Oh, yes.
Which means you can paint the bottom of the wall then a different, you know, like a
you won't damage
finish.
The floor.
And you, basically your mop can rub against that. But the, it is there for longevity and protection of the walls. You can choose not to have them, but you would need like an extra like coating at the end. So these shadow skirts are really popular at the moment. I see them a lot, and then people are able to apply a different coating underneath if you're mopping or whatever. But a lot of people aren't using mops anymore. They're using, you know, vacuum cleaners that have like a mop attachment onto it. They're not using that soaking wet mop that's going against the wall as much.
So because I've hard surfaces and I actually just got the same tile all up the walls, all in the kitchen, all on the floor, same.
Gorge.
And I bought a steamer.
Nice.
It's changed my life. You just put water
They're
in
stunning.
It. It doesn't need that because it burns everything
wood
off.
Wood, don't use them on. You tiles, perfect.
You can't use steamers on wood, no.
No, and a lot of people do. A lot of people end up using them on laminate and stuff because they're so fun to use, but it's perfect for tile and it would clean the grout really well as well.
So caring for a wood floor, what's the best way to prevent damage?
I think no matter what you have is never use any kind of harsh cleaner. Like a tiny bit of vinegar and water can help, but it is acidic, so you don't want to use too much. But quite often you will just get a really good wood cleaner that's recommended with the brand that you've bought.
Oh, very good.
If it's a little spill, I'll use a damp cloth with a bit of washing up liquid and warm water, and not too much, and it will just take it off, because usually it's something that you'd wash off a plate that falls in the kitchen anyway.
Yeah.
And you want to make sure that you're mopping as dry as possible. And I would always say if you've got pets or kids, you want to look out for cleaners that don't have VOXs in them, volatile organic compounds. You want to make sure that it's something quite natural. So using as little product as possible is key. And then again, if you have an oiled floor, you want to make sure there's an oil-based cleaner. If you want a total reset, a microfiber cloth, like down on your hands and knees, microfiber cloth, and just give the floor like a good scrub with washing up liquid and water. Not too much.
You're a big fan of washing up liquid, aren't you?
Listen, what I will say is, like, especially the eco ones, there's so little crap in it. If you can wash a plate that you're eating food off, it's pretty safe for around the house.
Oh.
And then also, like, you can, if you move in somewhere, you don't want to change the floors, but you hate the floors, recoat. And another thing as well, people live with a lot of scratches in laminate or chunks missing out of laminate or chunks in wooden floors. We try to replace as little as possible at work. So we buy these floor kits. You can buy wax, you can buy markers, depending on how deep the scratch is. And you rub it against the scratch, it fills it in, and then you buff it away. Sometimes you have to mix two together to get the perfect colour. Sometimes if it's really textured, you might want to use like a cocktail stick to draw on a few of the grooves. You just work with the grain, but they cost about a fiver and it can fill in scratches. Really good if you're a tenant and you want your deposit back as well.
Oh, very good. I like the little end, the end kick there. I wasn't expecting that little left hook there. So you can get these, you get scratch kits, okay, for wooden floors to repair any damage that may have been done. And they do get damaged. I remember my sister got a new floor. My other sister arrived in a pair of stilettos and completely punctured the whole hallway. It's still there. Anyway, hope she's not listening.
It's character.
Yes, it was a wonderful night. Okay, windows. Talk to me, windows. Okay, how do I get my windows? And when this, I have massive windows at the back now, four huge, big sliding doors. And as soon as the sun hits them, you're like, oh, those windows.
You see everything. And in London as well, like, there's just so much dirt in the air. I think they're clean and then 2 weeks later it's stuck again. But I would avoid, personally, when I'm doing flats in between tenants, or for, especially when we're doing it for photographs this time of year, they all, like, every mark shows up in streaks. I avoid traditional window cleaners and sprays. What they usually are is just a product that basically reduces the surface tension on the glass as soon as possible, so it dries really quickly and prevents streaking, but it can leave a layer that can attract more dust. I try to use as little kind of crap in myself anyway. So I use washing up liquid and water. And then I have bought years ago, and it has lasted me, I'd say about 8 years. It's a squeegee, and then it's a kind of a microfiber cover that goes over the squeegee. They click together, and it is it cost me, I'd say, £5 or £6 at the time. And I've had it for so long, and I put it in the washing machine afterwards. So what I would do first is focus on cleaning the window, like scrubbing it. So you dip it into the water, and then I work in circular motions and I wash and scrub that window as if I'm cleaning again, like a plate or something like that. Then I will squeeze out the mop. You can use a microfiber cloth or whatever, and wash down the window, and then a squeegee. The trick with it is I don't do like lines up and down. I do it in almost like a figure eight without letting it come off the surface. And what you're doing is you're smoothly carrying the liquid all the way down, and then I do a swipe with the cloth at the end, and that will be dry in seconds. You're not using something that's leaving a residue on it that's attracting more dust. If you've little kids in the house and they're constantly touching the glass, sometimes I find just having a little spray bottle that is a mix of 50-50 water and vinegar, spray it onto the surface and just wipe it with the cloth, and they'll be gone pretty quickly. It'll take off those greasy stains.
Laura DeBar, not only do you have the nicest voice on the planet. But this cleaning is my love language, I realised.
Oh.
I could talk about it all day with you particularly.
Same.
Yeah. Same. It's crazy. We should go for cocktails and talk about cleaning cars.
We literally should. Oh my God.
Listen, Laura DeVar, we'll talk to you very, very soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And
take
enjoy
care.
The rest of your day. That's it for today. Thanks for joining us. Cormac and Sarah are on Drive Time and speak to you at 3 tomorrow. All the best.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.